Well, we had some ideas about the TAs. Our ideas about the TAs, I think, probably are still shared by many members of our faculty. This is that a teaching assistant appointment, is basically a kind of an award that you make, a way that you, something you have to offer promising graduate students as a means of supporting them while they finish their graduate studies. It's not quite like a scholarship. They have to work in a different sort of way, but it's, at least in my part of the university, not very much different between a TA and a research assistant. I mean, they're awards that are really tied in with your program as a graduate student. And they are, in some respect, kind of junior faculty. They're people who are doing things that the faculty do, but at another level, at a subordinate level, and they're being paid for it. Not too well, but well enough to keep them in school and so on.
Well, I've heard that in a sense, Wisconsin uses TAs to an extent where other institutions have a lot more instructors than we do.
I think there's sort of been a drift in Wisconsin, because the TAs, in the old sense that I'm speaking of, now are viewed more like the TAA officials, the union organizers, wanted to regard them. These young people across the table, they wouldn't have any part of that being junior faculty and having it tied in with the graduate program. What they thought of, these were employees of the university. They were being hired to teach, and they were entitled to the kinds of definition of their jobs that you get in most job definition sort of thing. Basically, they wanted what we call a trade union, and we were all horrified at the idea of a trade union in the faculty, and at that time anyway. And they didn't buy it at all. Well, I don't really remember what happened. I can polish that one off. We worked at that problem quite a bit and wrote up a chapter and went through several revisions and had some hearings and everything like that. I'm not sure whether the final version was passed, went up to the faculty and was passed by, adopted by at a faculty meeting or not. But in any case, it just lay in a kind of a limbo, because by that time the TA were organized and everything we had written was essentially irrelevant to the contract the university had with them.